Now, queer people, like me, are a lot of things. We are brave, strong, loving, and chronically creative. Take people like Emily Dickinson, Keith Haring, Oscar Wilde, and possibly figures such as Louisa May Alcott and dozens more. Their work is beloved, to say the least. And yet they are also censored endlessly. You will scarcely hear about Emily's love letters to Sue in school or Oscar's The Picture of Dorian Gray being used against him at a trial for perverse acts. These days, we are still being censored. I'm a writer myself, and I've written 3 poems about being queer that I'd like to share today. Please take a minute to listen, think, and appreciate. The first poem is currently untitled, and it's about a lot of things, but mostly about my ideas of the future as a young trans man. The future is obviously complicated for everybody, but I believe that my gender impacts how I see it greatly, and it was inspired by a line from a song that I really love. My drawings of torsos disembodied lay naked in my notebooks, scars glistening above their stomachs where I want my own to be one day. It's always one day with me, Aquarius Neptune's generationally traumatizing me, making wishes into dreams and dreams into smoke and smoke into air and air into almost nothing. The truth is, I can't tell you about my skin. I don't know what my stretch marks look like, exactly where my belly button is placed. But I know what it should look like, and isn't that the same thing? Like in that song, I'll love the littler things, when the medium turns into cosmic horror and I am the littler things. This poem is, ashamedly, also untitled. I wrote it about my friend, who is also trans, and how being trans around him is a bit easier than in most scenarios. How I relate to being queer is greatly impacted by my relationships with other queer people, and I think that's a beautiful thing, as well as a complicated one. I wonder if I love boys. I wonder if I love them because I want to be them. I wonder if I love you because I want to be like you. Of course, I want to be like you. All of your favorite songs are on my playlists now, and I think about you when I sleep, and how you feel like chocolate chip pancakes, and how you smell like autumn soil. You tell me I look like a man when I'm in a crop top and a skirt, and I've never felt like less of one because of how she's looking at me. I wonder if I love you, or if I just want to be something in your image. Is there a difference? And the last poem is called Masculine? It's by me, obviously. It's about my relationship with cisgender manhood through the lens of queerness. I chose this poem to be the final one because I think it offers a fairly good summary of my feelings around cisness, and it's also one that I'm quite proud of. I have never walked into a room full of men and not been reduced to womanhood again. Their eyes turn me into something with a heart like men aren't meant to have, and with hands that can hold, arms that can cradle, and legs that sit me down, ankles crossed. I have never been nodded at by one of the boys, never addressed as I, too, have done everything they have. Slathered shaving cream onto my skin for the very first time, seen hair begin to sprout from everywhere, heard my voice crack in a signal of changing tides. How do I explain to them that they are not what I am? That they have never realized their manhood in the mirror, felt that rush of machismo bravery when you tell someone that there was a mistake made by the doctors. They look at me as though I am not a man like them, when they are not anything as me. Thank you so much for listening to me toot my own horn. I'm currently a freshman at New Vista High School in Boulder, and I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to make a compendium of these poems with KGNU Media Gardens. I believe that visibility is important in queer representation, but perhaps more important is honesty and understanding. I hope this program brought you something, hopefully 2 of the above, or 1 of the 2, and I hope it's a bit memorable. Have a lovely day and stay gay.